Here are two new ways that you can promote Issues Etc. The Issues Etc. business card and the Issues Etc. bulletin board flyer. Simply go to the support page at issuesetc.org, click Issues Etc. business cards, print the page on suitable stock paper, and cut along the lines. We also have an 8.5 by 11 inch flyer for the bulletin board at your church. Issuesetc.org, go to the support page, click Issues Etc. bulletin board flyer, and print.
With the economy in trouble, communities in crisis, and people adrift in a sea of moral relativism, we need God's help. That's why I'm calling on Americans to pray and fast like Jesus did.
When a child is taught that Jesus is in your heart, if you keep repeating that, the child's going to grow up and learn that they don't have to go to church.
We should take all that outrage that we've directed at Casey Anthony and spread it around a little and look at our abortion laws, the one we countenance every day.
This is the month when we fast. Fasting is one of the pillars of Islam.
Happy Ramadan, Abdul.
Washington jet drivers love Issues Etc.
Well, here's the letter of petition that went to Sesame Street and PBS. It's titled, Let Bert and Ernie Get Married on Sesame Street. It reads, in this horrific age of lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgendered kids taking their own lives, they need to know that they are beautiful and that their lives are worth living. Aside from those who are committing suicide, the bullies that facilitate these tragedies need to learn that homophobia is not okay. They need to know that acceptance of their fellow human beings would indeed plant a seed of peace that will reverberate throughout the world. We are not asking that Sesame Street do anything crude or disrespectful by allowing Bert and Ernie to marry. It can be done in a tasteful way. Let's teach tolerance to those that are different. Let Sesame Street and PBS Kids be a big part in saving many worthy lives. And almost 10,000 people have signed that letter asking for Bert and Ernie, two puppet characters on Sesame Street, to finally come out, be declared to be a gay couple, and engage in so-called same-sex marriage. Greetings and welcome to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in live on this Tuesday afternoon, the 16th of August. Dr. Jennifer Roback Morris will join us to talk about this online petition to get Sesame Street's Bert and Ernie to marry and her response. Then we'll remember, along with the rest of the church, Old Testament patriarch, second after Abraham, Isaac, the son of promise. Dr. Andrew Steinman will be our guest. Now, you can join us for the next hour, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. You can send us an email right here in the studio, talkback@issuesetc.org, or a tweet at IssuesETC. Dr. Jennifer Roback Morris is a regular guest, founding president of the Ruth Institute, based in San Marcos, California. She taught economics for 15 years at Yale and George Mason Universities, and she's author of the books Smart Sex and Love and Economics. Jen, welcome back.
Hi, Todd. How are you?
I'm doing well. Has this story, the petition, it's not a big thing, but it did make a lot of headlines, has it exposed, if you will, kind of a weakness in the laissez-faire libertarian view toward so-called same-sex marriage?
Well, it's made it clear that the people who are promoting this business are not just looking for, you know, to be allowed to do something for themselves that they feel like doing. You know, they really are trying to change the whole cultural understanding of marriage and the whole cultural understanding of, you know, of life in general. I mean, that petition that you read, that little note that you read, really, it'd be hilarious if it wasn't so sad. And for once, NPR has done the right thing. NPR's official response is that Bert and Ernie are puppets, and they don't exist below the waist. They just don't exist below the waist. And I thought, well, you know, for once, NPR is showing a little sense here. And the other thing about Bert and Ernie is, of course, they're children. You know, they're kids. They are children. You know, they're a puppet character, a cartoon character that has never aged. Like many cartoon characters, most cartoon characters don't age. They don't grow up, right? So Little Orphan Annie was always Little Orphan Annie. She never grew up to be Big Girl Annie. You know, she was just always Little Orphan Annie. And same with Snoopy and Lucy and Charlie Brown and all these cartoon characters that are perpetually children. And so the idea that we want children to be getting married now, wait a second, you know. So they're not, in a sense, they're the advocates of this petition are being very strategic in putting something in front of children to mold their minds and to sort of manipulate their thinking. But in another sense, they're really showing too much of their hand, because to say that cartoon characters who are children should be getting married, you know, that should be setting off all kinds of alarm bells, you know, that there's no age requirement for marriage. And the other issue that, again, a liberal blogger pointed this out, she said, you know, look, Bert and Ernie are friends, and it's not fair to anyone to assume that just because two men are friends and are roommates together, that they're necessarily sex partners. It's not a service to anyone to sexualize every possible human relationship. And yet, it's simply the case that, as we've talked about in this program before, Todd, that if you remove gender from marriage, you very soon will remove the sex requirement from marriage, so that marriage isn't necessarily any longer a sexual relationship, right? It can just be any two people living together for any reason that they happen to want. You know, the purpose and meaning of marriage is being wiped away. And so, therefore, why not let two cartoon characters get married, you know, who happen to be children, who happen to be non-existent below the waist, you know? Anything then becomes possible. And so, in a sense, I think these advocates of this petition have revealed their hand.
I am impressed with Sesame Street Workshop's response to this, because they seem to be saying, picking up on what you've just observed, look, these are puppets. They're not human beings. They are there to both entertain and educate children, as they have for 40 plus years. And it seems to me the subtext is, we are not going to allow them to be, number one, sexualized, and number two, hijacked for some sort of political or social agenda. They've never been used that way before, and we're not going to let them be used that way now. What do you think?
Well, I think that's the right response by the children's television network. I forget what they're called. I beg your pardon. But anyway, I think it's the right response by NPR to be talking like that. And I hope that they'll stick to their guns. I hope that they won't be bullied, that they won't be talked out of it, that they won't be pushed and pressured into doing something that's really not appropriate for their constituency and for their child audience.
Does it also highlight the fact that the best way I can come up with it, not to put fine definition on the word, but does it also highlight the fact that for the advocates of so-called same-sex marriage, nothing's sacred?
Yeah, you know, I think that's right. In other words, they've already decided that that they've picked out their objective, and it doesn't matter what they tear down in order to get to that objective. And I think that the people who are really promoting same-sex unions being redefined as marriage, those people are really far more radical than I think the average person realizes. You know, in other words, there are a lot of people who can get behind the idea of, you know, oh, gee, you know, let's be nice to our, you know, the lesbians next door. Let's be nice. Let's let them have what they want. And it may be perfectly well the case that the nice lesbians who live next door just want to be left alone and, you know, have health insurance or something. But the radicals who are really promoting this stuff have something much bigger in mind than the nice lesbians next door being able to have health insurance and two mommies on a birth certificate. What the radicals really have in mind is to remove really gender, not only from marriage but from all of human society and all of human life. I mean, if you look at some of the comments that we're getting over at the Ruth blog, you know, I can't even remember what I posted up there, but you know, we have a set of regular commenters who are coming in there. And one of them just flat out said, you know, you guys don't know the difference between sex and gender, and all you're about is sex stereotypes and gender stereotypes, and that's completely invalid. And, you know, if you really read between the lines of what these people are saying, they do not believe that any differences between men and women should be allowed to stand in the law or in the society. It's the differences between men and women which are finally so offensive to them, and marriage is the last institution that is really truly a gendered institution. And once you take gender out of marriage, and by creating a genderless marriage institution, you know, that's really what they're trying to do. Well, then, you know, then nobody has a husband or wife. Everybody has a partner. Nobody's a mother or father. Everybody's just a generic generic parent. And that's where the radicals are driving the ship. And I think that trying to target the 2 to 5 year old set indicates just how radical some of these people actually are.
With only 30 seconds here, it seems as though the petition gives us a choice between affirming same-sex marriage and violent bullying, homophobia. Is there a middle way? 30 seconds here.
Well, you know, any intelligent person can see that there's a difference between full-on advocacy for the whole gay agenda on the one hand and bullying somebody to the point of suicide on the other hand. You know, any intelligent person can see that there's a lot of room for negotiation in that social space, but it is characteristic of the radical left, particularly the lifestyle left, to wipe out the middle. That is what they always do, is to create an extreme set of choices and say, you know, would you like the end of civilization and the end of life as we know it, or would you prefer our alternative? You know, that's the kind of choice that they regularly present us with. So with abortion, it was the same kind of thing. Either you are in favor of abortion on demand, or you're in favor of women dying in back alley abortions from coat hangers, millions of them, you know, just blood in the streets. Those are the only two choices. And I think we've lived long enough to realize that there are a lot more choices than the ones that are presented to us by the lifestyle left.
Dr. Jennifer Roback Morse is founding president of the Ruth Institute based in San Marcos, California. She taught economics for 15 years at Yale and George Mason Universities. She's author of the book Smart Sex and Love in Economics. And you'll find a link to the website and the blog for the Ruth Institute at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. Jennifer, thank you again.
Thank you.
When we come back, we're going to spend the rest of this hour with Dr. Andrew Steinman of Concordia University, Chicago. The church is remembering on this day the second patriarch, Isaac, son of the promise. We'll talk about him after this.
Here are two new ways that you can promote Issues Etc. The Issues Etc. business card and the Issues Etc. bulletin board flyer. Simply go to the support page at issuesetc.org, click Issues Etc. business cards, print the page on suitable stock paper, and cut along the lines. We also have an 8.5 by 11 inch flyer for the bulletin board at your church. issuesetc.org, go to the support page, click Issues Etc. bulletin board flyer, and print.
In 1968, Bob Edson perfected the sauce of his dreams. He called it Country Bob's All-Purpose Sauce because it tastes great on everything. Country Bob's also has a line of specialty sauces like All-Purpose Spicy, Honey Habanero, or Apple Chipotle, if you like it hot. You can find Country Bob's All-Purpose Sauce at your local grocery store or log on to CountryBob's.com and find out more, like a Country Bob's cookbook or recipes on their blog. No matter what you're grilling or cooking, it all comes down to the sauce. Country Bob's All-Purpose Sauce.
Contending for truth in an age of anti-truth. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Did you know that you can listen to Issues Etc. live on most smartphones? Just go to the Listen Live page of our website, issuesetc.org, click the smartphone link, and you can listen on your smartphone weekday afternoons between 3 to 5 Central. Old theology, new technology, Issues Etc. now broadcasting live to the world on most smartphones. Issues Etc. issuesetc.org.
Thanks for sending us your email. Having produced Issues Etc. for more than 15 years, I can tell you that we've never received email response like this. Unfortunately, we simply can't reply to all of your email. So here's a way that I can almost guarantee a response to your question or comment. Call the Issues Etc. comment line. 618-223-8384. It's available for your questions or comments 24/7. 618-223-8384.